Okay, for the record, state your name.
Misi Baker.
Kayla Bright.
Walt Pichatka.
And what brings the three of you to Ag Progress Days?
We're here to work on behalf of Versant Strategies and several of our clients, but probably mostly we're here to mix with friends and family from years gone by.
And each of you play a different role at Versant. What are your roles?
So I am the Chief Operating Officer. My role is to support the lobbying efforts on a day-to-day basis and also support our organizational management clients.
And I am a consultant to the firm and represent clients who struggle with permits and those kinds of things with state agencies.
And I'm the owner of Versant, and I'm proud to work with these two gentlemen. And we do government relations work, specifically lobbying, legislative efforts. We also do regulatory work, and then we do the organizational management for several groups as well.
Each of you have a very deep tie to Penn State and the College of Ag Sciences, and I'd like for you each just to describe briefly what that tie is. We'll start with Mr. Pichatka.
Well, I'm a graduate from the College of Ag Sciences, the School of Forestry, a few decades ago, and over the years I've transformed from emphasis on forestry to soil and water conservation, regulatory programs, and loved every minute of it.
And you have held a pretty prestigious role here at the university in your time as well. And what would that have been?
Well, you must be speaking of my representation on the Board of Trustees at Penn State for 6 years, representing the agricultural community.
We thank you for your service.
Thank you.
And Caleb, you, what's your ties to Penn State?
Well, I am officially the youngest alumnus in this trio, just graduating in May of 2014. But I'm an ag ed. I have my bachelor's degree in agricultural and extension education and taught high school before joining the firm. So I was very active at Penn State in a variety of organizations, including the Ag Advocates, and had a lot of fun meeting a lot of great friends there.
And I learned in a previous interview today that you were the recipient of a couple different scholarships, but one in particular emphasized on leadership, and your donors for that scholarship were here at the Ice Cream Social today, Nelson and Brenda Loftus.
Yeah, I had a great conversation with them catching up. It seems we get to do so just about once a year. It was great to hear about what their family, what their children are doing now, and great for me to be able to share with them kind of what I've been doing after graduation at Penn State.
That's great. And Dr. Baker, your deep ties to Penn State.
Well, I was an ag education graduate of 1982, and I'm proud to say I also graduated with our Secretary of Agriculture, Russell Redding, and the Farm Bureau President, Rick Ebert. So we had a good time back in the day.
And last year, coming up here, I guess 2 years ago now, you received an awfully prestigious award through the college and then the Alumni Society as a whole at Penn State. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, thank you very much, Eric. I was very humbled to be named an alumni fellow of the university.
Pretty prestigious award. And as I understand it, our secretary is going to be receiving that same award this fall and talked a little bit about that earlier today.
Yes, I'm very proud that Russell will be receiving it. It's most fitting.
Good. Hey, we're going to wrap this up, but I want to just do a quick rundown on the line. Your favorite ice cream flavor at the Berkey Creamery.
Oh, definitely coconut chip.
Peachy Paterno.
Probably the birthday cake ice cream we had today.
That's not the first time I've heard that one. The new flavor is a hit. Hey, thanks, guys, and enjoy the rest of your Ag Progress Days.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You made some great emphasis.